Good morning, friends. My name is Chidima, also known as the Type A Hippie, and this is the Type A Hippie Podcast, GCast Episode 4. So last time we talked about safe spaces and how to create a safe space. So today, the question on hand is why? Why does it even matter? Why does it matter to have safe spaces? Are we just being overly sensitive? Is there a point to all of this? There's been a rise nationwide of incidents, experiences where people did not feel safe. There's been a rise in discussion about safe spaces, safety pins, and solutions. I told you about my non-trending hashtag Hope Rising. And there seems to be a shift deep within each of us. So why does this even matter? What's the obsession with creating safe space or finding safe spaces for ourselves? What I'll tell you is that it allows us to grow, learn, and thrive. So I don't know about you. I have been in times or seasons of life where I was simply surviving. I'm grateful I survived. And at the same time, I know that there was more. I was created for more. So simply surviving compared to thriving are two totally different things. And like I said, in various scenarios, I am so grateful that I survived at a minimum. Because the survival was the reason, or the stepping stone, if you will, for thriving. Surviving was the stepping stone for thriving. When I create a safe space for someone else, or someone else has created a safe space in which that I am able to take advantage, I am able to grow, I'm able to learn, I'm able to expand, get a little uncomfortable, and thrive. In my role as clinical health coach, I was not perfect. So if there is any myth out there that I'm evolved or that I get it from the women that I coach, you're so wise, you're so this. And while I appreciate the sentiment, some of the accolades are not necessarily merited. Wisdom, yes. We'll talk about that in a future episode. The difference between judgment and discernment. I do not necessarily have to experience what you've experienced to learn the lesson that you've learned. That's wisdom. And a lot of this ancient wisdom, if you will, or wisdom is passed on and passed on and passed on. So there's a line in the good book that says, nothing is new under the sun. It's true. Any wise words that I post on social media, generally they're quotes. that someone said, but even the unknown things, I get to simply be a vessel and pass along information. It didn't necessarily come from me. So, I can learn a lesson. You can learn a lesson from my trials and tribulations. I can learn one from yours. If I'm actually present with you and listening, and it's a safe space for us to discuss or us to share with one another. So we get to learn, grow, expand, get stretched and uncomfortable and thrive, right? So when I was a clinical health coach, it was not smooth sailing 100% of the time. And like I said previously, I've learned more about communication from working there because I have stuck my foot in my mouth more times than once. And my foot has not only been in my mouth, it has been all the way down my esophagus, where I've wanted to completely have the floor suck me up. And I've been called out on it publicly there and privately. And so many organizations use some sort of corrective action to help get team members back on track if they've lost their way. And so my company was no different in that arena. And so I remember it very vividly. August 2014. I had a chat August 14th, 2014, and then I got a corrective letter for my file August 15th, 2014. And so as part of this process, I had an opportunity to meet biweekly with my manager and a higher level executive. So I took the time to pray and meditate on it. And I made a decision that I wanted to meet with someone else than the people that I normally would meet with. And I did it because I needed, and I knew I needed, to have this space be safe for me to actually overcome and grow and learn and expand and stretch and get uncomfortable so that I can come out the other side and thrive. I just knew that. If I wanted to do this well, and I wanted to do this right, I knew that I had to make some difficult decisions. I knew that I would get uncomfortable and have to be comfortable in the uncomfortable. So that I could grow and learn and expand and get uncomfortable so that I can get to the other side and thrive. And I'll tell you what, having those conversations in a safe space did allow those things to come to fruition. And I was able to get off of the corrective action and continue to thrive in the company, get promoted, and anything and everything that comes with that. Leave the company on good terms and good standing that later placed me in a position to get rehired. And I'm still with that company. And I'm grateful. And my work product is demonstrative of that gratitude. And to this day, I am so grateful for the person that said, yes, I will be willing to talk to you during this process. We as a company are invested in you. We want you to thrive. So again, when I realize that I am you and you are me, there are no others, and I'm deeply invested in your success. And friends, I'm not talking about necessarily financial success. I am invested in that too. I want everyone around me to thrive in that arena. Yet I'm talking about something a little bit deeper. Something more permanent, more long-lasting. That soul care. So you see, it's very important. This is not just semantics. This is not just being PC. Like at times people think. This is more important than that. So to grow, it's a verb, to increase by natural development as any living organism or part by assimilation of nutriment, increase in size or substance, to arise or issue as a natural development from an original happening, circumstance, or source, to increase gradually in size, amount, become greater or larger, expand, his influence has grown. To come to be by degrees or become. To grow old. Grow into, grow on, grow upon, grow out of, grow up. Let's look at learn. Also a verb, action. To acquire knowledge of or skill by study, instruction, or experience. To become informed of or acquainted with, ascertain, to learn the truth. To memorize. She learned the poem so she could recite it at the dinner. To gain a habit, mannerism, etc. by experience, exposure to example, or the like, acquire. She learned patience from her father. Moving on to expand. Another verb, to increase in extent, size, volume, scope. Heat expands most metals.
She hopes to expand their company, to spread or stretch out, unfold, to express in fuller form or greater detail, develop, to increase or grow in extent, bulk, scope, etc., to spread out, to express something more fully or in greater detail, usually followed by on or upon. Discomfort and then thrive. Discomfort, an absence of comfort or ease, uneasiness, hardship, or mild pain. Anything that is disturbing to or interferes with comfort, to disturb the comfort or happiness of, make uncomfortable, uneasy. And thrive. To prosper, be fortunate or successful. To grow or to develop vigorously, flourish. The children thrived in the country.
So, like I said, this is all very important. If we are going to have these conversations, whatever they may be about, and like I said, they don't necessarily always have to be heavy. They can be about spirituality or not. They can be about parenting. Racial reconciliation, love and trust, essential oils, yoga, football, fitness, whatever the case may be. If someone does not feel like they have the actual ability to open up their mouth and contribute because they are fearful of reprisal or any sort of discomfort, whether real or fancied, then how can there really be an expectation for growth, learning, expansion, discomfort, and thriving? So you see, friends, this is really important. It's like added value. It's like that thing that you splurge on where it's like if you're at the counter and they say for just $1 more, you can add, I don't know, my favorite thing to add is French fries, but that's a whole different episode. I love French fries. I would say yes, please. Whatever your favorite thing is, some people it's avocado. I mean, I like avocado too, but not like I love French fries. So your thing, you've added it. That's what being a safe space or creating safe spaces are. adding that extra thing just for a dollar. Because it really doesn't take that much from you. So this is something to think about for sure. Something to take in. Learn and understand and grow from. And I would think incorporate. Because it's not about just being politically correct. That's not what this is about. It's about if we as a society, and I mean a global society, want to grow and learn and expand. Maybe people aren't ready to be uncomfortable yet. But if they want those things, then they're going to need to get uncomfortable. And from there, we're able to thrive together. Because all along, we've forgotten or lost our way. We've forgotten that I am you and you are me, and there are no others. That this is about us moving forward together. And not us taking up our camps or setting up camp. Apart from one another. It's about the dismantling of pride and ego and the resurrection of humility. Not easy things to get behind necessarily or even know how to explore. But weighty topics and necessary ones. We can do this together, friends. I have no doubts in my mind. We can definitely do this together. And we have to. We really don't have a choice anymore. Many of us sat on our laurels and thought, oh, it'll fix itself. Don't worry, it'll fix itself. And that's not been the case. That's not been our experience. It's not the truth of our experience. So here we are, looking at each other, wondering who's going to speak up first. And we continue. And we continue. I was talking to a friend actually before the election, and we do not agree politically. We agree on a whole lot of other stuff. And what was interesting to me is we were talking, and I just felt safe, and she just felt safe. We talked for 2 hours, and that was maybe the third or fourth time, probably not even, probably the second or third time that we'd spoken on the phone before. And we just met a year ago at a ministry in which we were both a part of. And at a ministry with which we're both a part. So, their grammatical idiosyncrasies in me would have listened to that again and said, oh no, that's not how it was supposed to be said. Anywho, we met a year ago and we really vibed. And we talked and we just both were expressing our discomfort and feeling anxious surrounding this election. I called it the circus of an election cycle. And it was kind of just a mess, right? From wherever you stand. So we're talking and we start getting into the nitty-gritty of our beliefs. And it was so refreshing to chat with her. A, because we don't agree on some of the stuff, although we did agree on a lot of things. But B, because we could actually have a conversation that was healthy around our disagreement. It really was profound, friends, for me. Because I did move from a what are they thinking, right? That they, me, us, them, to, oh, that makes sense. I can get behind that piece of it. That makes sense to me. I might not agree over here, however, I'm here and this makes sense. Over there, it necessarily doesn't make sense, or all of these things I'm still grappling with and we don't agree on, yet these items we do. So after she had spoken, and I was listening for understanding because I was seeking to understand rather than be understood, then I had the floor. And I could share with her my concerns, the things that didn't sit well with my spirit. And she listened, and she was also seeking to understand rather than be understood. And it was a beautiful dance, a beautiful symphony. It worked out. That's the way discussion happens, healthy discussion anyway. Even when there's disagreement, there's a way to disagree in love. Now, again, I feel like, sadly, I have to put this caveat in there. There are certain things that I'm just not going to get behind. Anything that's exclusionary, in nature, sweepingly exclusionary, where there's not an equivalent of something else, so that anyone that isn't able to do activity A is able to do something equivalent activity B. I just can't get behind. You can always email me about that. Sometimes it's just not, we just can't get into it here of what exactly something means. But I know that all of you all likely understood that. So certain things I personally am unable to get behind, period. I'm just not. I won't get behind denigrating groups that mean a lot to me and that I'm passionate about advocating on their behalf. Survivors of sexual assault, domestic violence, people with mental illness, people with substance use disorder or alcoholism addiction. I can't get behind racism, sexism, xenophobia, Islamophobia. I just can't get behind that. I can't. I was created to love God and love people, and it's really that simple. I complicate the crap out of it for sure. Some days look a lot better than others, but overwhelmingly, that's my mantra, and so I just can't get behind any sort of hatred directed towards people. Even people I don't agree with, I can't hate them, 'cause that speaks more to me than to them. And it destroys my soul. It doesn't have any, I mean, it's like me drinking poison expecting someone else that I don't like or to die. That doesn't make any sense. So I'm unwilling to do that. Everything else, apart from those things, let's have a conversation, especially if we don't agree. We may end up walking away with some new understanding, or we may walk away still in disagreement on that particular issue. Not necessarily disagreement all across the board, but disagreement on that particular issue. And that's okay too. But none of it can happen unless I'm a safe space and you're a safe space. So that we both can learn, grow, expand, get uncomfortable, and thrive. I honor the place within you where the entire universe resides. I honor the place within you of love, of light, of truth, of peace. I honor the place within you where when you are in that place in you, and I am in that place in me, there is only one of us. I hope you have a wonderfully blessed rest of your day, friends. My name is Chidima, the Type A Hippie. Namaste.